to do this at least every summer. We talk about exchange all the time, but the work of righteousness is peace. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. And rest. And you know, we're living in pretty troubled times right now. And Jesus said, if you see all these things happening, that's happening around you, be not terrified. For all these things must come to pass. Amen? Amen. So, don't get caught up in it. Let's go to Luke chapter 19. You know, one of the signs of the end times, men's hearts failing them for what?
Fear.
Of looking at what's coming on. But these things must come to pass. So be of good cheer. Woo! If you're in union and exchange, it really doesn't matter. Ask me if I care. I don't care. Oh, Luke 19. I want to start in verse 37. When he's come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples begin to rejoice and praise God with a small, quiet voice. A loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed is the King that comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Some of the Pharisees that was among them said, Master, rebuke your disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Now, this is what I want you to see here. And when he had come to the city, he wept over it. He was going in to be crucified. When he saw the city, he wept over it. That's pretty incredible. You know, he wept at Lazarus' grave. But I don't know that it says he wept anywhere else. But when he saw Jerusalem, he wept over it. And he said, if you had known, even now, at least this day, the things which belong unto your peace, but now they are hid from your eyes. For the day shall come upon thee that the enemy shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee round about thee on every side, and shall lay thee even to the ground, and thy children within thee, and shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because, why? You knew not the time of your visitation. If you knew the things that made for your peace, that is for your peace. You know, it's amazing how many times Jerusalem, what, over two times been totally wiped to the ground, wiped off, but it's still there. It's still there. One little place like that's amazing in the whole world. That little place has gone through what it has. The Amplified said, would that you had known personally, even at least in this your day, the things that make for peace, for freedom from all the distresses that you're experiencing as a result of sin, and upon which your peace, that is your security, safety, prosperity, and happiness depends. But now they are hidden from your eyes. Now I want you to see, in peace, there's security, there's safety, there's prosperity, there's happiness, there's not fear.
Amen.
So that's why it's important that you see that you need the peace. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, the God of this world blinds your minds to the glorious gospel of peace. He don't want you to have peace. He wants you to be troubled and upset all the time. Ephesians 3:8, unto me, who am least of the saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable, inexhaustible, untraceable riches of Christ. And we're talking about the riches of his peace today. There's billions of dollars spent every year for people trying to find peace. Just a little rest. But you know what? They're going to cry, peace, peace, but there'll be no peace until the Prince of Peace comes. Because he is our peace. Isaiah 57:19. He said, I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace to them that are far off, to those that are near, I will heal them. But the wicked are like the troubled sea, which cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. How much peace is there to the wicked? There is no peace for the old man. None at all. Doesn't matter how many laws you pass to make things legal, and it's not going to give you no peace.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. That's all I'm going to say about that. Isaiah 53:5 says, but the wounded, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace the thing that keeps us from peace, was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. We are living by the peace of another. Chastisement, and amplified. Chastisement, needful to obtain peace and well-being for us, was upon him. He paid for us to have the riches of his peace. Isaiah 66:12. I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. David Alsobrook was traveling up in Minnesota, and he crossed this little bridge and this little brook, and he saw this sign that said the Mississippi River. And he stopped and looked at it, because that wasn't what Mississippi River, it didn't make sense. And God said, son, your peace can increase just like this mighty river, from a small brook to a mighty flowing river, for out of your being shall flow rivers of living water, living peace. Yes. See, and that's what he just said. I will extend peace to you like a river. Yes. God wants you to be, it doesn't matter what's going on around you. It doesn't matter what the world's going through, or your government's going through, or everything's going through. He wants you to have the peace. Yes. The peace of God will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let the peace of God rule in your heart, it says. Do what? Let it. Leave the TV off. All these news places, all they're geared to is to get you a little upset and afraid. All the conspiracies that's going on around Texas, getting everybody all shook up, storing food and guns. Well, I got plenty of guns and I'm ready to lock and load, but I'm not going to lose any sleep over it.
Yes.
How about you? I'm
yes,
not.
Amen.
I'm going to let the peace of God rule in my heart. To which you are called, and be you thankful. Hallelujah. That'll preach. Oh, thank you, Lord. Psalms 119:165 says, great peace have they that love thy law or your word, and nothing shall offend them. What will offend you? Nothing. 1 Corinthians 14:33 says, for God is not the author of confusion, but he is the author of peace. If you got bitter envy and strife, James says, going on, that's from the evil one. God's not the author of confusion and strife and all that other stuff that's going on in every evil work. For where that is, he says there's confusion in every evil work going on. See, your peace can increase through your knowledge of your revelation of your union with him. Righteousness, God, peace, Jesus, joy, Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy, kingdom of God, Romans 14:17. God is your righteousness, 2 Corinthians 5:21. Jesus is your peace. Yes. The Holy Ghost is your joy. With a deal like that, how can you lose? Amen. That's the kingdom that we're going to have for eternity. That is the kingdom. That's now. It's not for some future day. It's for now. You can have it now. Yes. 1 Corinthians 7:15, God has called us to peace. That little word to is the word en in the Greek. It means remaining in place. God has called you to peace that remains in place. He's the keeper of your peace. You're not. Let him keep your peace. En is that Greek word, remaining in place. You know, into is the word we've been learning about, and there's another one out of, but this one is in, and it doesn't move. En. Get that. It's good. Psalms 37:10-11. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, they shall diligently consider his place and not find it. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The meek shall inherit the earth, Jesus said, Matthew 5. The world is looking for peace, even crying, but there will be no peace. Peace is the inheritance of the righteous. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm telling you, the fruit of the exchange life is peace. Absolutely is peace. The striving, the struggling ceases. John 14:27, Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. What peace? My peace. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Why? Because the world can't give you peace. Let not. What's the word let mean? Don't allow it. Let not your hearts be troubled, agitated. If you start feeling yourself agitated, turn the news off. Get into good news. You're reading the wrong report. So really guard your hearts. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the peaceable fruit of righteousness. So guard your hearts. Don't let it get out of whack. in these days. Oh. Let not your hearts be troubled. We have a matter saying this. We have a saying this, don't we? Peace is a fruit from righteousness, from the grace of God. James 3:18 says, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Oh, thank you, Lord. God said in Isaiah 30:15, in returning and rest shall you be saved, and quietness and confidence shall be your strength, and you would not. The Message Bible says, why don't you give up this silly effort to save yourselves and let me save you?
Yes. Amen.
How many of you is glad you give up this silly effort to trying to save yourself?
That will preach. Yes, Lord.
Yes, yes. I think he's well able to save your soul.
Yes.
He's the lover of our soul, and he can keep it. He can keep that which I've committed to him against that day. Amen. Isaiah 32:17, one of my favorite verses I meditated on for 30, 40 years. The work of righteousness shall be peace. The effect of righteousness is quietness and assurance. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation and in sure dwelling places and in quiet resting places.
Yes, Lord.
Now, how does that fit in with everything that's going on? My people, that's you. That's me.
Yes, Lord.
The work of righteousness is peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance for a little while.
Forever.
And my people will dwell in a peaceable habitation, in sure dwelling places, in quiet resting places. That's why the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Verse 18 says, for he that in these things, what things? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. He that in these things serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. I think I'll have a drink. I think I need it. Aren't you glad we can have a drink? Nobody gets offended. Isaiah 55:12. You shall go out with joy and be led with peace.
Yes, amen.
Anybody that's ever come to me for counseling, I always say, well, I don't know, but be led with peace.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what you're doing or where you're going or what decisions you're making. Let the peace rule. Let the peace guide you. And you'll be led with peace. And then the mountains and the hills will break before you in the singing, and the trees of the field will clap their hands. That's not a bad deal. Your new man is led with peace. The old man doesn't know peace. Colossians 3:14-15. Above all things, say above all things. Put on agape, the new man, which is the bond of perfectness. Amen? Let me say that again. Above all these things, put on agape, or the new man, which is the bond of perfectness or maturity. Next verse, and let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which you are also called into one body, and be ye thankful.
Yes.
Let it rule, to which you're called. You're called to let the peace of God rule in your heart.
Yes.
You're not called to let your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. Because in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I'd have told you so, but I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare your room, I'm going to come back and receive you into myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Well, matter of fact, you're already seated with him up there now. It'll just be permanent one of these days. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let the peace of God rule. Philippians 4:6. Worry robs us of our peace. Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for what? But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. What's he going to keep? Your hearts and minds. The peace is going to keep your hearts and minds. Now, it can't keep the old heart, but I'm telling you, it can keep the new heart. So stay there. Don't be moved from that hope. That's good stuff. You see why I like to come back to this every once in a while? Matthew 5:9, Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Peace what? Makers. Why? Because our gospel is the gospel of what? Peace. Having your feet shod, Isaiah 40:52, with the gospel of peace. It's good. It's a good word. Whew. And Isaiah 57:19 is what I said earlier. I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace to him that is far off, and to him that is near, I will heal him. Matthew 10:12 and Amplified, he says, as you go into the house, he's sending them out, telling them to go into the world. He says, give your greeting and wish it well. And if indeed the house is deserving, let come upon it your peace. That is freedom from all distresses that are experienced as a result of sin. But if it's not deserving, let your peace come back. If you go to the house, speak peace to it. And if the peace stays, go in and remain there. But if your peace comes back, you better find another house. Our houses need to be houses of peace. Not houses of confusion and stress and pressure and everything else that goes on. Let your house be a house of peace. You know, most of the epistles start with grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Grace and peace be what? Multiplied. Isaiah 26:3 says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. So what are we to do? Look unto Jesus, the author and what? Keep your heart set on him. If you be risen with Christ, set your mind where it needs to be. Keep it. He will keep you in perfect peace if you'll keep your mind where it needs to be. Verse 12, Isaiah 26:12 says, Lord, you have established peace for us. Catch that. Since you have performed for us all our works. New American Standard. You will establish peace for us since you have performed for us all our works. How you like that? John 20:21, peace be unto you. As my Father sent me, so send I you. Peace. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me, this is Alan's favorite verse, but he don't like the first part, he just likes the last part. He gets upset if you quote the last part and don't quote the first part. Everybody, oh, in this world you're going to have tribulation. Oh, in this world you're going to have tribulation. We're just tribulating. We're having tribulation. That's only half of a verse. That's not the other part of the verse. Okay. Right? So these things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And I added the world, the flesh, and the devil. Say the world, the flesh, and the devil. Because you got more than one opposition going on. The world, the flesh, and the devil. You need all three, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's good. Isaiah 9:7 says, of the increase of Christ's government, and he says, of the increase of his government and peace, there is no end. Of the increase of his kingdom or government, there is, and then of his peace, there's no end. There's no end to his kingdom, and there's no end to his peace. There they are, kingdom and peace. There's no end to either one. Do you think he wants you to have peace? Isaiah 37:7 says, rest in the Lord, wait patiently for him, fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his ways, because of the man who brings forth wicked devices to pass. And verse 11 says, the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. And verse 37 of that chapter says, mark the perfect man and behold the upright man, for the end of that man is peace. Psalms 37:37. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. We are living in rough times. I admit there's a lot going on, a lot of conspiracies going on. You know, in Isaiah about chapter 5, he says, don't say conspiracies like everybody else is saying conspiracies and bringing you into fear in their fear. He said, don't fear their fear or dread their dreads. Let God be your fear. Because if you fear God, you have nothing else to fear. There's many conspiracies. And he says, we're living in times that things are happening around us and we may have not any control over what's going on around us, but we do have authority over what's going on in us. Perfect peace whose mind is what? Stayed. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The only way peace is ever going to come is through your Lord Jesus Christ. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled or exchanged to God by the death of his Son, much more being exchanged, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we now have received the atonement. And that word is exchange. Reconcile. To set up a relationship of peace that has not existed before. That's what reconciliation is. Oh, a state of peace that's never been before. And you can live there. You can dwell there. Romans 10:15, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, that bring glad tidings of good things. Ephesians 2:17, Jesus came and preached peace to you that were afar off and to them that was near. Is that awesome? It's a gospel of peace. Now, 2 Peter 3:13. Let's see. Let's look at that one just a second. You're going to have plenty of opportunity to be practicing this in the days ahead. You believe that? Okay. That's why I don't like to turn to verses. I just like to quote them because I always have a hard time finding them. Okay. Verse 10, 2 Peter 3:10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth and the works thereof shall be burned. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for a hastening unto the coming day of God, when the heavens shall be on fire and be dissolved and the elements melt with fervent heat? Nevertheless, now what's the nevertheless? With all this going on, nevertheless, all this is happening. Now picture this all happening. And you're supposed to be in peace. Yeah. Nevertheless, now look why. We, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth. That's called exchange. This old earth and this heaven is going to pass away. Every bit of it is going to be gone. But that's not going to move us because what? We're looking for a new one. A new heaven and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found when all this happens of him in peace, without spot and blameless. How's that going to happen, Alan?
Exchange.
Union. Exchange and union. That you're found in peace when all this happens. Why? Because you know what's happening. See, why should Christians get all upset like the rest of the world is over all this stuff's going on? Because we ought to know something. This is not the end. Jesus said, when you hear this, nations against race and kingdom against kingdom, be not terrified. All these things must come to pass. Must. It's got to happen. So don't be upset about it. Because if you're trying to save your life or your soul, you'll lose it. But if you'll lose it, you'll find it. That's the problem. Too much of the time we're trying to save something instead of exchanging it. Give me an amen. Okay. 2 Corinthians 13:11. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. What are you supposed to do in peace? Live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Amen? Isaiah 54:13 says, all your children and spiritual children will be taught by the Lord and obedient. It says, spiritual children will be taught of the Lord and obedient to his will, and great shall be the peace and undisturbed composure of your children. Get a hold of that one, mamas, daddies. Isaiah 54:13. In God's righteousness shall you be established. So the work of righteousness is what? Peace. The effect of righteousness is quietness and assurance forever. And you will be far from oppression, for it will not, you will not fear from terror, and it shall not come near to you. So remember, 1 Corinthians 7:15, we are called to peace. You like that? 1 Peter 3:11, we are to seek peace and pursue it. Hebrews 12:14, we are to follow peace with all men. Isaiah 55:12, we're to be led with peace. Jude 2, we are to be multiplied in peace. 2 Corinthians 13:11, we are to live in peace. 2 Peter 3:14, we're to be found in peace. Psalms 122:16 says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Isaiah 62:1 says, for Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. Say, I'm Zion. That's me. I will not hold my, for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest. What? Until righteousness goes forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burns forever and ever. You know, God's emphasis was always on Jerusalem. But I want to tell you, if you read the book of Revelation, you find out something. There's going to be a new Jerusalem.
Yes.
That comes down from heaven. It's totally different from the one over there.
Yep.
It's going to be the exchange Jerusalem.
Right.
And so, be of good cheer. Amen? All right. Come on, Eric. Communion time, or whoever's doing communion. So, don't be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with what? Let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds. Now remember, you got two hearts. It's not going to keep that old heart. Just don't go there. But it will keep the new heart. Cheers. Yes.
We're going to pick up with that right where Dorman left off, the peace. Oh, come on up, Bo, I guess. Come on. Where is that peace found? In the blood that was shed for us. That Friday that the Supreme Court announced what it announced, I was mad, like most of you, I'm sure. I stayed mad all weekend long. And then some of the next week, too. And then I got to thinking about it. Who's responsible for the attitude in the home? Who's responsible for keeping that peace in the home? It's me. I'm the one responsible for my household. And I found that lack of peace rubbing off in the rest of my home. And it spread like wildfire. That next Sunday, Dorman brought the message on, you better just let that go. If you choose to focus on it, you're going to be mad, you're going to be upset, and your whole household's going to be in a wreck. And it was. Norman, I needed that word on peace today. It ties right in with why we partake of communion. Today, heads of your household, I want you to serve your family's communion. And I want you to speak that peace over your family. You are responsible for your family. You are the ones responsible for making sure that peace and integrity is maintained in your home. So today, as you bring your families, as you feel led, whether it be dad or mom, whoever is the head of the family, you serve your family communion. And you do it as the Holy Spirit leads you. And you speak peace over that family as you do it. That's what we're going to do for communion today. Mike, would you and Tana come first, and then you? The last song that we sang today, I'm sure every one of you enjoyed it because there was a peace and there was a presence and a peace that came along with that. His glory has, if you guys have noticed, His glory has been falling just more and more and more and more and more. In our praise and worship, it's because every one of us have dedicated ourselves to be obedient to His word and obedient to His presence, as every one of you have. And His glory falls every time we come together. Why can't it be that way in our own living room, around our own kitchen table? Let's take that with communion. And let's take it to our own kitchen table, and let's let His peace and His presence go with us everywhere that we go. Amen. Y'all come as you feel led as families.